what drew you to this man, and how did you find out about him?
Well, I found out about the story of Alex Dumas when I was a kid. I was a huge fan of the novels of his son, Alexandre Dumas. The Count of Monte Cristo and The Three Musketeers were my favorite books, and The Count of Monte Cristo especially, and I actually loved the writer Dumas so much that I hunted down his memoirs, which had not really been read since the 19th century. They haven't been published since then in English. And the amazing thing to me about them was that even though that's supposed to be the writer's autobiography, he spends the entire first book of this multi-volume memoir, 200 pages, talking about this incredible man who was his father, this guy, General Alexander or Alex Dumas. And the story of the father's life reads like a combination of all of my favorite Dumas novels together. It's sort of like a bit of D'Artagnan, a bit of the Count, a bit of the Man of the Iron Mask, only more unlikely and more astounding, kind of incredible. And then the kicker, which makes it just surreal beyond belief, is that it's all being lived by a hero who was black at the time of slavery. So you have this, the greatest swordsman in Europe, having all these adventures and becoming the head of the French army and the conquest of the Alps and all these things, and it turns out he's a black man. So all of this just blew my mind as a kid.
He lands in France as literally a slave.
Exactly. Well, even more incredible, he lands in France as a slave because his own father, Craig, has sold him as a slave to another person at the port in Haiti because his father needed money to buy a ship ticket. And it's completely like a story out of Dumas. His father had been a renegade nobleman on the run in the hills of, essentially, of Haiti. It used to be called Saint-Domingue. And he's on the run for 30 years, and everybody in France, including the government, thinks he's dead. But he heard about an inheritance back in France, and he decided to reappear to the world. And he pawns young Alex to buy his ship ticket, but he keeps a special deal. I found it on a piece of paper that said he had the right to buy his son back if he inherited a fortune. And sure enough, the old man got to France. He inherits title of Marquis, a high title and a fortune, and he brings over this young boy in the year 1776, and he shows up in the north coast of France, and he's listed in the ship's manifest as the slave Alexander. Within a few months, he has officially the title of Count, and he's got a long fancy name, and he's being trained as a swordsman and an equestrian in the shadow of Versailles, right in the heart of royal France, and he's getting the best, finest education of a young noble. The reason that it could have even been possible was that there was this civil rights movement that went on in France in the middle of the 18th century that's really been quite covered up and forgotten now, that on the eve of the revolution really assured rights for a black person that didn't exist anywhere else in the world. And it's very paradoxical because, of course, the French Empire was built on slavery. In fact, it was the most lucrative slave empire in the 18th century. Suddenly, every kind of opportunity is opened up to a young man of talent. Well, he just goes from very quickly from being a corporal in the dragoons at the sort of bottom to, through, you know, one act of insane heroism after another, there's this bridge that they come to, and at the bridge, Dumas, leading the French dragoons, is suddenly outnumbered by an Austrian force that's more than 10 times greater, and in fact, pretty much all of Dumas' men turn tail and run. The only one who sticks by him is his loyal kind of sidekick, and they're both outnumbered on the bridge, and Dumas is taking musket fire. He's hit. He has two horses shot out from under him. He's getting attacked with sabers by all these guys, but he just stands his ground and will not give up this bridge. And eventually he turns the entire battle. Finally, reinforcements arrive. And by that point, Dumas should be accepting medical help, but he doesn't. He just takes a horse from somebody and chases the enemy troops up towards the Brenner Pass. And it's very typical Alex Dumas. You just find records of this everywhere. He was sort of the action hero of the Revolutionary War.
Everybody else who seems to succeed sucks up to Napoleon, and he just won't. It's not that he dislikes Napoleon, it's just that he loves the Republic better.
Napoleon comes to hate Dumas and to try to destroy him, and at the end he screams at a supporter of Dumas in court saying, never mention that man's name in my presence, after Napoleon becomes an emperor.
The book is The Black Count, Glory, Revolution, Betrayal, and the Real Count of Monte Cristo. I've been speaking with the author, Tom Rees, and The Black Count is published by Crown, distributed in Canada by Random House.